There are questions about the 20-year-old gunman being up on the roof of a building not far from the podium from which Donald Trump was speaking.
Take a look at what happened. Oh.
The shots that rang out Saturday, killing one man and leaving Donald Trump with a bleeding wound to his ear, came from the roof of a manufacturing plant just north of the Butler Farm Showgrounds. A number of rally goers said they saw a man climb the roof and they warned local police. Sources now tell the Associated Press a local officer climbed up to the roof. 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks pointed a rifle. When the officer retreated, they say, Crooks took a shot toward Trump. This law enforcement expert, Andrew Scott III, not involved in this case, says he's really surprised advanced security teams didn't cover that rooftop.
I would have expected that local law enforcement, at the direction of the Secret Service, would have been positioned on those rooftops.
The FBI thinks the shooter acted alone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.